For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Monday, February 9th, 2015.
The city of New York is number one purchaser of food after the Department of Defense. We need to buy locally from the state of New York and the farmers. That's one way to help with our planning. And we're working hard on that. And
the agency Manhattan Borough President Gail Brewer at her State of the Borough discussion at Columbia University on Sunday. In addition, according to Brewer, the applesauce that's served in New York City public schools is bought in the Republic of China. Political leader Ruth Messinger.
The city of New York has to be pushed through all of the work you're doing with agencies to look for everything possible way of local purchase and to educate people around that. You ought to know in the school, this is where it's being bought. And if you compost this, this is how much money you save the city of New York, and this is how you, in fact, help local gardens. And it's just a learning process.
Brewer said folks in the city are not great recyclers, not great composters. We could do better, according to Gigi Lee. She's chair of Community Board 3 on the Lower East Side.
One of the resiliency efforts throughout the East Coast Resiliency Project because of Hurricane Superstorm Sandy is an investment in a new wetlands as part of the Lower East Side Ecology Center, which is where a lot of the composting goes. And I learned this yesterday. You add sawdust, they have them in piles, and it's this whole process, but I think we need to think ahead and think more. I mean, this is Manhattan in New York City. Like, we can make composting cool and make it happen. So that is part of it. We also have a lot of community gardens that participate in that effort. But the other thing is tying in the educational component is that a lot of parents and a lot of families say they learn about recycling and composting because it's what their kids are taught in school.
Lee says starting young and bringing habits into the home have been very successful. At Brewer's State of the Borough, as well as elsewhere around the city, community policing came into focus. Jamie Estadas is president of the Latino Leadership Institute.
One thing that can improve the relationship between the community and the police is to stop the broken windows policy. That is critical. Right now, people are being arrested for minor things like smoking in front of a store, in front of a bodega, and that has repercussions in the community when they see these things happen. I think that we need to diversify the police department by including more people of color, minorities in the police department. I like the old idea of the midnight basketball that was created many years ago.
It's happening again. The attorney's office is happening.
Things like that. But it comes back to policy. If the police department is required to stop people in the street for minor things, it creates tension between the community and the police. So that policy has to be eliminated in order to improve.
A similar discussion took place on Saturday at 32BJ SEIU on how to change the NYPD. Juan Lopez of Make the Road New York said police brutality is violence, but so is lack of good jobs, the lack of affordable housing and health care. Today in Albany, undocumented dreamers from Make the Road New York and allies, including state senators and assembly members, are launching a major lobbying push for the DREAM Act to be passed. This as part of the final state budget. Here in New York City, Mayor de Blasio met with the new Speaker of the New York State Assembly, Carl Hastings from the Bronx. He's the first Black Speaker of the Assembly and the first new Speaker in more than 20 years, replacing Sheldon Silver, charged with taking nearly $4 million in kickbacks and payoffs. Hastings and de Blasio talked about housing, the centerpiece of de Blasio's State of the City address last week. With more than 1 million rent-stabilized apartments in New York City at risk and thousands of units pulled out of regulation each year, the mayor's office said he and the speaker are committed to stemming the tide of deregulation and keeping neighborhoods affordable. They were joined by tenants and tenant advocates to discuss the ongoing rehabilitation of Ebbets Field apartments in Brooklyn. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman told four major retailers to stop selling supplements. GNC, Target, Walmart, and Walgreens were stopped from selling store-brand herbal supplement products in New York that either could not be verified to contain the labeled substance or which were found to contain ingredients not listed on the labels. They are no longer to sell echinacea, ginseng, St. John's wort, and other products. The New York Attorney General's office believes DNA testing can root out fraud in the supplement industry. It's largely self-policed. Overall, testing showed that just 21% of the test results from store-brand herbal supplements verified DNA from the plants listed on the product's labels, with 79% coming up empty for DNA related to the labeled content or verifying contamination with other plant material. DNA barcoding has exposed some infamous cases of food fraud, like cheap catfish sold as pricey grouper and expensive sheep's milk cheese really made from cow's milk.
A word tonight about our colleague Brian Williams, who you may know has been under scrutiny this past week over his
Anchorman Brian Williams says he's taking himself off the NBC Evening newscast temporarily. This amid questions about his memories of war coverage in Iraq, calling it painfully apparent that he has become a distracting news story. On Twitter, the hashtag Brian Williams misremembers grew in popularity as other stories came into question. Williams blurred the lines between entertainment and news, appearing on David Letterman's program 21 times, on NBC's Late Night with Jimmy Fallon 18 times, and on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno 13 times. Williams has made 16 appearances on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. He even once hosted NBC's Saturday Night Live. The potential $1 billion settlement of NFL concussion claims appears close to winning final approval. U.S. District Judge Anita Brody in Philadelphia has asked for only a few tweaks from the two sides this week. The settlement would resolve thousands of lawsuits that accuse the NFL of hiding what it knew about the link between concussions and long-term brain injury. The lead lawyers say the deal gets money more quickly to struggling ex-players as they deal with dementia and other health problems. But critics say it doesn't go far enough to help men battling depression and mood disorders. The National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings for central New York, the Western Catskills, and much of New England through early Tuesday. Winter weather advisory warnings are on Long Island roads coming into the city. Expect snow and freezing rain today, becoming all snow after 3 p.m. Be careful out there. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.